Welcome to La Spluga FM Radio.
Avui expliquem la història Jack and the Beanstalk, que és una història tradicional que segur que coneixeu com a la de la mongeta màgica. Una mica de vocabulari per ajudar-vos amb la conta. El Beanstalk es refereix a la mongetera, Goose és una oca i Giant és un gegant. Jack and the Beanstalk. Once upon a time, there was a poor widow and her son Jack. One day, Jack's mother told him to sell their only cow. Jack went to the market and sold the cow for 5 magic beans. When he got home, Jack's mother was very angry. She threw the beans out of the window. Jack was very sad and he went to bed without his dinner. The next day, when Jack woke up in the morning and looked out of the window, he saw that a huge beanstalk had grown from his magic beans. Jack climbed up the beanstalk and found a castle in the sky. A giant lived there. The giant was very big. Jack was frightened and he hid. The giant cried,
"Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman."
The giant ate his food and then started to count his gold coins. Then he went to sleep. During the night, Jack took one sack of gold coins and climbed down the beanstalk. At home, he gave the coins to his mother. His mother was very happy. Another day, Jack climbed the beanstalk and went to the giant's house again. Jack hid under the bed. The giant cried,
"Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman."
The giant took out a goose. He shouted, "Lay." And the goose laid a golden egg. When the giant fell asleep, Jack took the goose and climbed down the beanstalk. After some days, Jack once again climbed the beanstalk and went to the giant's castle. The giant came home.
"Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman," cried the giant.
The giant had a magical harp that could play beautiful songs. While the giant slept, Jack took the harp and was about to leave. Suddenly, the magic harp cried,
"Help, master! A boy is stealing me! Help me! Help me!"
The giant woke up and saw Jack with the harp. Furious, he ran after Jack, but Jack was too fast for him. He ran down the beanstalk and reached home. But the giant followed him down. Jack quickly ran inside his house and fetched an axe. He began to chop the beanstalk. The giant fell and died. Jack and his mother were now very rich, and they lived happily ever after.